You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. This is the Dom and Jeremy show on Dom Testa. That's Jeremy Padgett. We
Good
hang
morning.
Out weekday mornings here. And we do a radio show. What is this music?
I don't know. It's in the system.
Is that supposed to be Irish?
I don't like it.
Let's find it. That's terrible.
Let's go back to this one.
I don't like this one much better, but...
All right, let's see what else we got in here.
That one's not bad.
I don't like any of it.
It's all getting shut off.
Can we go back just a step? I know you want to talk... I want
to
be an
18-year-old
boy
right
for just a second, because this thing is viral this morning coming from TikTok. Going back to the Mindbender with Tina. I think it was Tina. She said she's embarrassed to go number two at work or whatever her answer was. You know, and that's an awkward situation for a lot of people. But apparently this video has gone viral this morning. It's a woman on TikTok who is really encouraging people to sit the other direction when they use the toilet.
I saw the headline, but I did not.
I dove into it.
I read
the article. There's a little video. It's on her Facebook if you want to check it out. She is basically saying that you need to use your restroom time as an experience. And for a lot of people during the pandemic, it's been a way to get away from your family, you know, and you camp out in the bathroom. So if you turn the other direction, look at the toilet. It is set up to sit that way because you take the tank on the back and you can set up your iPad there and you can have Netflix going. You can put snacks. You can put a little radio there and you can do your business and basically just enjoy your time. Make it a really relaxing moment. And it's got a lot of people intrigued by the idea online.
Let me counter her suggestion, if I may.
Okay.
May I do that? Because the sensation of how you would be sitting on there to me would be uncomfortable because you're, rather than sitting, you're like straddling, which is a different thing altogether.
Right.
So how about this? For anyone who's ever flown on an airplane, you have that little thing in your armrest oftentimes that you pull the armrest open and you pull a tray table out and it unfolds in front of you.
Yep.
Why not just sell toilets that have those tray tables that just come across?
That's pretty good.
And then
good.
You can do everything that this woman is suggesting without having to straddle it. Like a...
I don't know if that... it's like you're riding a horse, basically, because you are...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that it's more natural. It gives you better posture. I don't know.
You
it
do
seems
know that
to be working.
Scientifically, this is what the experts say. That we have messed ourselves up by designing toilets or whatever the way they are because it's an unnatural way for the body to
release,
to evacuate. Vacate its bowels, that it is not the proper way the human body should be because we did not evolve with these
devices.
Indoor contraption.
That's where the squatty potty came into play. All those years, they're saying it's so beneficial to use the squatty potty, which is the little stool that you put under your feet that brings your knees closer to your chest as you go, because they say that is a more natural position if you were out in the woods, hunched over, going to town.
I mean, if you really think about it, probably we should have big, giant indoor litter boxes for humans.
You're probably right.
And you just act like our... ancestors, you know, 25,000-30,000 years ago, and you just go and you...
Well, no.
I'm talking about the way our bodies evolved.
Okay.
We did not evolve for a throne.
I like your little tray idea, though. Couldn't you just pull in like a TV tray into the bathroom and just keep
Absolutely
it in there and
could.
Just keep a TV tray with some
Absolutely.
Snacks?
And I'm willing to put money on the fact that we have listeners who do that anyway. They're right you now, know. They're listening... They're eating like
a sandwich.
Ding dong or whatever.
You got
on the
a
way
sandwich.
Yeah, and they're saying, what are you talking about? I use a TV tray all the time.
Or not. Maybe you're just sitting the sandwich there on your knee. Who knows? I always found that funny because there is a certain amount of people that eat in the bathroom while they're doing that. And just the process of putting more in as stuff is coming out is just visually entertaining to me. We are
Pretty
just
much
a machine.
Pretty much sums up America, doesn't it?
It really does. We are just a digesting machine is what we are. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you know, I told you that when I had the colonoscopy, not this last fall, but 7 or 8 years before that, when I had had a previous one, that I set up something in the bathroom thinking that I was going to be in there for hours, whatever. I put a little chair on there. I put an iPad on there with the movie and stuff like that. But then it's really overrated how much you're in. You're not in there that
much. You're not.
Much.
No, I know when I got mine, you guys really built it up. Like, oh, you're going to be in there. And But this new stuff that that you take, it was like you go in, you do your thing, and then you go walk around. You're fine.
And this, all of this circles right back to my original invention years ago on this show of the thing where you open up your chest cavity, right? Uh-huh. And what they do is they have a bag thing that attaches at the end of your esophagus that is disconnected from your colon and stuff in your stomach.
Right.
So you would disconnect your esophagus from your stomach and you attach this bag thing, close your chest back up. Then you eat everything you want, your pizzas, your sandwiches,
you get the
your
satisfaction
ice cream.
Of the flavor. And
because you're right, you're tasting it, you're smelling it, you're chewing it, you're swallowing it.
Yeah.
And then when you're done, you open your chest and everything back up, you pull that bag out of there, then you reattach
you
to the stomach
it.
For when you have your salads and your fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. But for all the stuff that we enjoy, we need to divert that. And I'm going to tell you that somebody is going to come up with this in some form within our lifetime.
It has to be done, yes.
Right, so that you have a diversion of all the good stuff.
So you have your natural esophagus, and then you have a tube that maybe comes off of that with the external bag.
Yeah.
And there's like
have
a switch, like a lever that you just back and forth.
Have you seen the railroad track things where they change
precisely.
The track for the train?
Yes.
So that the train, and you know, like if you're on light rail today, there's places where it diverges, right?
Yep.
It's at DIA, the train and the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
It diverges, it turns, and it depends on how they adjust the tracks. It would do the same thing with the food that you eat.
Salad straight down.
It either goes to
your stomach.
Yep. Or it goes to the disposal bin.
Pizza hooks a left.
This is not a $1 billion idea. This is a $1 trillion idea.
We got to get Elon Musk on this immediately. Come on, Elon.
I need to somehow get a patent on this. Dom's removable stomach.
You
got to
get a catchy name.
Dom's
get on QVC.
DRS. Did you get your DRS?
I got the DRS system installed. Who wants pizza?